This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Great. And if I could just get a few seconds of room tone from everybody.
Wow, this is nice.
Oh, it's relaxing.
Just the tranquility.
Really nice. Yeah, that quiet.
I wish
was
somebody
crazy.
Would tell me to get some room tone just every few hours.
Yeah, you know, that's it takes like room that's tone. Like the same as like meditating. It's like you know what? Why don't you grab some room tone real quick?
Unclench your jaw.
You're so right.
In your heart.
Straighten your back. Drink some water. Close your eyes and then get room tone.
All right, close your eyes, deep breath. Take in the sounds of the room. Check in with your internal sounds. Okay,
I have a question.
Yes, JPC.
So I'm checking with my internal sounds and it's like a gurgling.
Like
the inside of a water fountain. I don't know if it's a gurgle. It's like a trickle. It's like a trickle of a gurgle.
Is it a trickle or a gurgle? Because those are two wildly different sounds.
It's like a gurgle that's trickling. So okay. A gurgle is the sound and a trickle is the action.
Okay.
That's what's inside.
And you are leaving a trail of blood behind you.
That's so I can find my way home.
Perfect. Aaron, let's check in with you. How are you doing? Are you peaceful? Are you centered?
I have an internal sound too. But it's just Phil Collins, the song that he wrote for that kids movie.
Oh, In the Air Tonight?
No.
It's about when Tarzan is on one vine and he lets go to catch another, for a brief moment he's flying and he's in the air.
No,
and
it's
and
the
he
one
watched
that's like,
he watched a gorilla die and he could have saved him.
Tarzan. What's the other one? Tell everybody I'm on my way. New friends and new people to see. That's in my head. Is that normal?
It made the gurgle go away. If that helps.
My inner voice is telling me I'm Adol Rafi.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe. And what movie is that from?
Has anybody ever... I just realized I have... I thought I had seen most Disney movies, and then I saw that there's one that's like... what is it? Road to El Dorado? Is that one?
Yeah, that's one. Mm-hmm.
Has anybody seen that?
I saw it when it came out. Yeah, but that was a long time ago.
What is that one about?
Well, I don't know what that one was about, but I know two gentlemen that might just know what that one was about because we have some guests.
Please welcome to the show from Big Grande Improv, Ryan Rosenberg and John Mackey.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, baby. Hello, everybody.
So, Ryan, John, you've been on the show before. We have to check in with you. Do you know what the movie Road to El Dorado was about?
I think it's got to be about gold, right? Isn't El Dorado something
yeah.
about gold?
Yeah, I think it's
obviously
a city of gold.
I think it's people, it's like these two, I guess you'd call them conquistadors.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for El Dorado.
Huh. Thanks, John Mackey, Titan of Energy.
And is it good? Sure,
I only remember images from it. I don't think I ever watched the whole movie. I think I just like saw the trailer and then just never went and watched it. But I don't. I wish I could help more.
It almost seems like one of those movies that never actually came out, but somehow we all have a memory of it. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like
it's like
Bears,
Berenstain Bears. Boys.
Yeah.
Like,
yes, Nelson it's a Mandela memory. Effect situation mm-hmm. where mm-hmm. where would it's you? Actually, it, or the Sinbad genie movie, I think that had, that there's one, but doesn't exist, but everybody thinks it exists. It, yeah, but that's not a real movie.
Would everyone in this room be into doing a Zoom where I play Road to Perdition and Road to El Dorado. We hit play at the same time, and we just see what happens. And maybe there's like a Pink Floyd Wizard of Oz situation.
You never know.
Hey, Adel, I would not be into that, but I know a pillow wearing my clothes that would very much like to be there.
It will even smell like him, so it's like a real thing.
Jay Pelosi.
I feel like we all collectively made up the movie Atlantis. Like, that came out, and then I don't think anyone saw it, but it exists, maybe.
I don't even have an image in my head for that movie.
Yeah, I can't think of what this is.
It's like an animated movie. It's like
Atlantis.
A Disney.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like the Lost City of Atlantis, right?
Yeah.
The underground city.
Yes.
Okay, I'm underwater. Not totally underwater. Crazy.
Wait, Dorado is also a lost city. So are these just lost city movies that are lost from our consciousness?
Disney went through a big lost city phase. Shangri-La La La. What else? Ryan and John from Big Grande been on the show before. Maybe we can't decide when. Is maybe 2 years ago. Ryan, we just did Man Down Dog Pod, and after the show, I have to check in with you because after the show, I jokingly delivered you a pizza from Chicago to LA.
Wait, you did?
Yes. Because
we ordered it from Chicago, but the pizza wasn't from Chicago.
Pizza was from LA, yeah. But I'm in Chicago, but I ordered it through
Yelp. LA pizza?
It's if it's not deep dish, then I don't care.
What do they have? Suntan lotion and avocado?
It's known for wet crust pizzas, LA style. When we were getting off the Zoom call, Ryan was like, I wish someone would send me a pizza. And I was like, this will be a funny bit. So I ordered you an extra large tater tot pizza from the place that seemed closest to your residence.
Right.
Can you,
which I had never heard of, by the way. I'd never heard of this place.
Great, already
great
sign.
You know it's good.
And when I texted you to answer your door because there was food coming, the only reply I got back was a picture of the pizza and then the description, dense and rich.
Oh, so, no.
So, Ryan, can you give us a full review of that tater tot pizza?
Well, I will say this. I think it had cheese on it, but it may, I don't know the answer to this, it may have been mashed potatoes. It was like no cheese I had ever had. The tater tots were nice. They were crispy. I ate them off of the top of the pizza, but I didn't eat them like with the pizza.
So it sounds like a school lunch, like the school lunch cafeterias had leftover food that they're not using during the pandemic, and they just sold that to a pizza place.
It was
place was it from?
It was called Thanks Pizza. Like, thanks pizza.
Okay.
And liked their branding. Like, their box had, like, a guy on it who was like, it was kind of sweet. And they served, like, little special sauce with it, like a little thing of red sauce, which I was like, I wonder what this red stuff is.
Tomato sauce?
No.
Ketchup?
It was like a half spicy, half sweet thing. Ooh. And I was like, this doesn't go with the pizza. So I tossed it. But it was a funny pizza place for sure.
Thanks for picking us. We are about to go out of business. Thank you so much. We make potato pizza. We don't know what we're doing.
I also have to tell you the full truth. I had already ordered pizza that day, and I had gotten a pizza like a little bit before you told me that it was happening, and I was like, well, it seems like it's already underway. I can't stop it now. So I had three pizzas in my fridge. I mean, two pizzas.
Well, whenever you have time, just Venmo me $37. Let's get into the show. You two know the deal. We're going to do some riddies and puzzies. We'll try and solve them, and along the way, we can call for improvised scenes whenever we like. I believe Aaron is going to be our old man puzzies. Aaron, whenever you're ready.
Awesome. I'm going to do some listener-submitted riddles, because those are always the best. So all of our warm-up riddles, or all of our riddles, depending on how quickly we move through these, are from Jack F., and he wrote all of these riddles, and he said, just quick disclaimer, I did not run these by anyone.
Can I say something real quick that I just found out like 2 weeks ago, and I'm so fucking dumb. I never realized, and maybe this is bullshit, and we'll see by your guys' reaction. I never realized Jack was a nickname for John. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I never realized that.
John, but he goes by Jack.
I thought Jack was its own name, and then I read or heard something where someone's like, Jack is a, you can, when you're John, you can go, when you're Jonathan, you can go by John or Jack, which I never heard of, never realized.
You didn't, where so when from? This whole time, John F. Kennedy, when people were calling him Jackie Onassis, what did you think was going on?
Wait a minute.
Wait, no, Adel's a fucking dumbass, right? Like, what did he think?
Magic bullet.
Anyways, okay. So these are the format for all of these riddles. The rules are this. The riddle structure is, I am blank and blank. And the blanks are both filled with one word that can be related to the answer, which is a homonym. Mm. For example, I am blushing and written is red, red, R-E-D/R-E-A-D. Because when someone is blushing, their cheeks are red. Mm. And when something that is written has also been red.
Okay.
Like the same word. Makes sense? I think
this
we just get into
easy.
Them. Yeah, you'll get these in like no problem at all.
Yeah, if you
get
one, you get the other.
My prediction is these will be very difficult for me. That's what I would like to do.
And no, John, have you ever gone by Jack?
Me? Which John's Adam?
You have to clarify.
John Mackey.
I absolutely not. I've never gone by Jack.
I might start calling.
I think Jack Mackey would be. That would not be a great name.
Jack Mack.
I mean, Jack Mackey sounds like a piece of shit.
Sounds like a
he
radio.
Sounds like
host.
A real piece
Welcome
of shit.
Welcome back to Jack Mackey and the Losers.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have a daughter though, Jackie Mackey for sure.
Jackie Mackey.
It sounds like sounds like a guy at a party who claims to know Steve McQueen.
Yeah. I truly, if I want to hear a radio show someday hosted by a man named Jack Mackey and it's called Jack Mackey and the Losers.
Hey man, that could be you. That could be the new Grande show.
The guy who is his like sort of partner who just like fucking takes it. He's for sure, Jack. I'll be the loser.
We have to see it now. So we're just gonna see a brief scene. John, you're gonna play Jack Mackey. Ryan and Aaron, you are going to be the losers, and we're just going to see the initial episode of Jack Mackey and the Losers.
I feel like this is my idea, and I have to play the losers.
What's up out there, radio waves? It's me, Jack Mackey, sitting here with these two pieces of shit, the losers. What's going on, losers?
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah, we're the worst.
Oh, yeah, God, that's right, I just stepped in crap.
Of course you did. Of course we're going to start the show out today like we always do, reading user submitted burns. That's right. This burn's coming from Sarah M. from Lancaster, and this is for loser number two. I don't know which one that is because you're both not number one.
Can I just say before you start, I hope they're not too harsh this time.
Well,
yeah, I don't want to cry in my car again after this.
Sounds like a thing you have complete control over, losers. So here we go. Sarah's burn. This one for loser number two says...
Flush sound.
That was it. Flush sound. That's right. That's all it was.
Oh, man, I got flushed down a toilet.
Oh, man. I have an email here. This is from Anonymous and definitely not me. Hey, this is really hard to listen to because everyone's feelings are being hurt. Maybe
not reading your phone or a computer right now. Looks like you're just sort of saying that from memory, loser.
Yeah, maybe we change the name of the show where everyone takes turns being the losers. I don't know, just something to
think
about.
Sorry, we're already the number one result on Google when you search Jack Mackey. So we're not going to change the name now because that would ruin all of our, what is it, PR? I don't know, what the fuck.
That email goes in the toilet bowl.
Flush. Guys, I think you found a hit.
It's really funny.
Wow. Sirius really funny. XM, are you listening?
All right, are we ready?
Yes. Hominids. Yeah.
I am cow and conversation.
I am cow and conversation. So, swine, moo.
So, is swine.
That's pig, okay, my pig. Friend.
Well, you know how John's can be called Jack? Cows can be swine.
Cows can be swine.
I am cow and conversation.
A meat?
Uh-huh. You got
Ooh,
it.
Meat, nice
meat.
One.
Yay.
Oh, shit. Whoa. Okay, John, you get 100 points.
Nice.
Wow.
You got to stand that Jack Mackey mentality.
Whoever wins, I will send you a potato pizza at the end of the recording.
I don't want to win.
You know what? I'll say this. Send some potatoes and send some pizza. But together, they don't work that good.
Yeah. Well, you didn't try the sauce, so I think that would have tied it all together.
I'm getting Ryan a pizza from Thanks Potatoes.
I am capitalism and leaving.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Is it?
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
That's really good.
I'm still stuck on bovine. I'm trying to think of another homonym for
bovine. We got
bovine.
The answer.
So, okay, well, the answer's already got.
Bovine and cosine.
I would like to see a scene. I would like to see a scene.
Kansas City Royal and Raiders running back acting like Tarzan.
The four of you are all Backstreet Boys. And let's say, Ryan, you were the Backstreet Boy trying to convince everyone to add one more bye to the song Bye Bye Bye.
Great.
Guys, I'm telling you, we're ripping off NSYNC. It's already perfect.
Yes, that's why we need to add one more bye. Because if we add one more bye, it's technically a different song. Bye, 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 bye.
Did NSYNC do that song?
Yeah.
Okay, new scene be NSYNC?
No.
We will roll with this.
You guys, come on. My name is AJ McLean, and I'm the crazy one. Just listen to what I say.
Wait, yeah. AJ, you're the crazy one?
I thought so. Right, Brian?
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Yes, I'm Brian.
Let's all go around and say our name and what we are, just to remind ourselves.
Good, but before we start, let's just remind ourselves who we're not. I'm definitely not Chris Kirkpatrick,
no.
A member of NSYNC.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Also, none of us are Lance Bass.
Another member of NSYNC.
None of us are Justin Timberlake, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. None of us are...
Joey Fatone?
That's right. None of us are Joey Fatone.
Yes, none of us are Joey Fatone.
But There's one more.
Hold on. We're not doing JC Chavez?
JC Chavez.
None of those people. So now let's
You know what? Honestly, fuck those guys. I want to take their song and I want to add a word to it. My name is AJ McLean and I have the tiny goatee.
My name, and I'm on my phone for a different reason. My name is, I want to say Howie Darrow, and I have to be the sweet one.
That is
you are the sweet one, I think. And I am...
I'm looking across at Nick Carter, and I'm
Nick
saying,
Carter.
Sweet McDonald's haircut.
Uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh. I'm, of course, Nick Carter. I hate my brother.
He's crazy.
Hey, God, are my ears burning? Hey, guys, can I be in the band? It's Aaron.
Aaron, get out of here.
Get Come out. On.
Oh, by the way, Aaron, we know you didn't beat Shaq.
I did.
You wrote that whole song, How I Beat Shaq, and you didn't.
And I threw the party of the year, too. That's all real. A kid spilled juice on my mom's new cushion. It all happened. Nick, tell him.
Aaron, believe me, I am Brian Luttrell, and I'm very surprised that this is what I look like. Get out of here. I have almost no memory of me.
But I'm sure I'm going to have a great, very easy life after this interaction.
Oh, yeah, if I have anything to say about it, you are not.
Whatever.
Wait. Repeat what you just said.
Everybody. Yeah. Rock your body.
Oh, what if we do that, and what if we're like Universal Monsters?
Oh.
That seems expensive.
See?
I'm so embarrassed. I can't believe I thought that was Backstreet Boys. What happened?
Hey, we got your back. We totally got your back by naming all members of both groups.
They used to be so cool. What happened?
Can I tell you guys a funny anecdote? When I was working on Lights Out, the Comedy Central show with David Spade, we did a tie-in bit with Chili's.
Name drop.
And we cast...
Flush.
We cast... Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC to be in the bit, and he was one of the nicest guys.
Wow.
Cool.
And I'm so sorry, John. You said that's a funny anecdote?
Yeah, because we
had him... It's not over yet.
Yes, because we had him sing the Chili's theme song that they did by himself on a stage.
Is that like baby back ribs?
With four other microphones, yeah. And he just did it by himself and made up choreography... cool. Impromptu, and it was honestly it was funny. I don't know if the bit's online anywhere though.
John, here's my
I shouldn't have told this story. I literally just
like
no, this is excellent news
is
that he's nice. Does he have like
a
wife and kids and is like just living
I think
his best
so
life?
And he like lives in Nashville, I think,
and he's like
just
significantly
like,
older than the rest of the group, right? That's
really?
My favorite
I think
part. They were like a teen group and he was like 29 or something.
That's like Hey Riddle.
Oh, I have a new dream job. I want to be in a teen group. It's just me and a bunch of 17-year-old girls. And I'm just too tired all the time to do the choreography.
Right. John, I have a theory that I may have voiced on this show before, but I'll get to it quickly. And it's something I've done constantly. My theory is that anytime someone meets a celebrity, they either say that it's always like the bookends of extremism. They either say like they could not have been more a piece of shit or they could not have been nicer. Like it's any celebrity story. I've never heard somebody be like, I ran into John Lithgow. Meh. Like, it's always like, he's the nicest guy. He could not have been nicer. The greatest person I've ever met. Or it's always like, what a piece of shit. What a complete monster. And it's like, what did he do? He didn't high five me or something, you know.
Yeah.
So I always feel like it's that extreme swing.
I think it's because we all have an expectation. And either your expectation is completely met or it's completely... reversed. Mm-hmm. So like so many people think, oh, celebrities, they all suck. But then like you meet them and they're like not bad and you're like, oh, then they're the best person. Yeah. or they have the opposite where like you think this person like, oh, they seem so nice. And then you meet them and they're like not. And you're like, well, what the fuck? Like, you suck, actually.
Will Ferrell passed me on the freeway the other day. Not funny, bro.
Oh,
not funny.
No,
he wasn't even funny.
That guy.
He didn't even do one
joke. Wasn't funny. His hair was long, though. That was kind of funny.
I think on that spectrum of, like, nicest person or, like, total asshole, there's, like, a celebrity in the middle, like, that's Steve Buscemi, who is, like, constantly, like, opening doors for people, and they just walk right past him. And people are like, have you ever met a celebrity? I'm like, no, I've never met a celebrity. Right. Never
Can had you imagine seeing Steve Buscemi in public and not recognizing Steve Buscemi, though?
I read an article. It was, like, a New Yorker profile on him, like, years ago, and the guy started the article with, like, Steve Buscemi and I were supposed to meet in this cafe. I was there for a fucking hour. I'm like, Steve Buscemi set me up. And then I go to leave and I'm like, oh shit, you're Steve Buscemi. You've also been waiting here for an hour. I'm so sorry. You're like very, you're so innocuous.
Unassuming,
like you just blend in.
Oh, also, his voice is so distinct. So if I heard him order coffee,
order
I'd be
his
like,
coffee.
Oh, here he is.
Yeah.
What am I going to say?
Hear that anywhere in the room.
Yeah.
I have no idea what I'd say. Hello? I'd probably.
I'd be like, sorry, Steve Buscemi, I do not work here. I would love to get you a coffee. I don't.
You look really interesting.
All right. Next riddle. I am self and seen.
Self
which sounds like a solo
seen.
Album from one of the Backstreet Boys, like when they try
self
to create
seen.
Their
self
own.
And seen.
I.
Yes.
I.
Nice
Very
one.
Good. Very good.
Well done.
Nice. I want to see a scene. Ryan, you are going to be a pirate captain based off the II. You're going to be a pirate captain, and you are very kind of existential and philosophical, all about the self. And JPC, Aaron, and John, you are his first, second, and third mates.
Oi, oi, oi. Listen to this. When I say II, it means yes, right? But it also means me. Am I talking to myself?
Did you get high again?
A little bit, maybe.
Also, boss, come off the back of the boat. You've just been staring out over the waves for the last 6 hours.
Look how far you can see. You know, I don't think this world is flat.
Okay, but boss, I don't know, boss. I feel like... We, you know, if it was flat, we could see all the way to the other side of the world, but we can't because it curves down.
Whoa, look at them clouds. Oh, what you see there for me? I see myself, eh? Weird, right? Weird.
I don't know if it's necessarily weird, boss. I mean, I see clouds, you know. So I feel like it's about... More about your state than about the state of the cloud, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's like you're projecting, you know? It's like an object that don't look like nothing can look like anything.
Aye, aye. Mm-hmm.
For example, I'm projecting because those clouds look like all the men I killed.
I see
and hear them everywhere. I can't do this accent.
Again, it really has more... It's like a projection of... Your psychosis.
Right.
Captain, continue looking out across the waves. That's fine. You have a lot to look at. Crew, can we talk for a second?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, sure, mate.
Aye, aye.
Does anyone think it's a bit odd that we have a college freshman captaining our pirate ship. I mean,
oi,
his resume is stellar. I love it.
To be or not to be? That is the question.
Because you got to think about it like this. I mean, are any of us all qualified to do it? I mean, I ain't seen a, I ain't been a day past grammar school.
Right.
Oh, right. I'm certainly not me. I can't even write. I got two peg legs, two peg hands.
Right.
Oi, let me ask you this. When you look in the mirror, who are you looking at? You or yourself?
We should kill him.
We should kill him.
No.
Hang on. No, that got me thinking a little bit here, because it's like...
this episode will be called The High Seas.
When I was doing that accent, I realized I wasn't breathing. I was like, Jesus. I think I'm going to pass out if I pretend to be a pirate for one more second.
I'm only expelling air. What?
What an embarrassing way to faint, too, just mid-podcast. Because you're pretending to be a pirate too hard. All right. I am fragile and 52.
How did Aaron die? She forgot to breathe. I am fragile and 52?
Something about cards?
What's a word
card
for 52? Oh.
Yeah, you got it. Good job, JBC. Like
fragile and 52.
Like a state?
There are 52 states, John. That's a really good point about states.
Hey, oh, I'm smart.
John, give it up. Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico will never be states as long as this podcast is on the air.
No, dude, they're coming through this administration, dude. I'm feeling it, man.
What was it, 52?
Fragile and 52.
I am fragile and 52.
And Aaron, can I ask, is 52 meant to be taken as like an age, or is 52... in relation to, like we said, like a deck of cards or states or something?
Yeah, it's in relation to something. It's not an age. I'm not just talking about a weak 52-year-old person.
I was like, isn't this like a Molly Shannon character from like SNL?
Weeks.
52.
Weak.
Weak.
Weak. Yeah, you got it. Weak.
Good job,
you
John. Said,
you
John is said killing weak. At this.
No, but Aaron, you said weak, and it... You said, I'm not talking about a weak 52-year-old person, and I...
Oh, I'm a dummy. So it's
only if it was Balderdash.
Yeah. I cheated, is actually... I took a accidental clue.
I'm an optimist, and I think that both Aaron and John got it right. Aww. I think that you both guessed the answer to the riddle.
We did it.
And I'm an optometrist, and go ahead and look ahead and tell me the letters you see.
W-E-E-K.
Oh, that should be a D at the end. Go ahead and read it again.
W-E-E-D.
Nice.
Yeah, brother.
So those were the easy ones. These are the medium ones. Are we ready?
Okay. Yes.
Ready.
Okay.
Jack Mackey fucking crushing the game.
Yeah, I think you got all of them.
Yeah, where you at?
Every single one of them.
I
love you all.
I am looking and climbing.
Looking and climbing.
Eyes rise. No.
No, it's not words that rhyme, stupid.
I'm looking and climbing and kissing and hugging. Yeah.
Looking and climbing.
No one knows the words to that fucking song. Every time.
Why would you?
Every time someone sings it, they add a different verb.
But if you really want to know,
climbing.
Climbing is the other one, right? Looking and climbing? Because I was like,
looking and climbing.
CC, but I don't think that that's climbing.
Well, it's climbing.
Saw.
This is a little misleading because climbing is like, where do you climb to, is the word.
Peak.
Yep.
Summit.
Peak. Oh. I would like to see a scene. Adel and John, you are two friends, and you watched the movie Free Solo, and you're trying, you've never tried it before, but you're trying to climb up a mountain without any gear.
Sorry, I just need to take a breather. Yeah, Ted, how you doing? Teddy, how you doing?
Let's take as much time as we need, man. I mean, like, let's be honest. This is the most dangerous hobby a person can have.
I know. Okay? Yeah, I think next to lobster fishermen, this is like... Yeah. The most dangerous job.
Or like indoor like gun shooting. Like
Wait, what?
Huh?
Indoor gun? I thought, okay, so I just read an article. Top three most dangerous jobs were lobster fisherman, ice truck driver, and what was the bodyguard?
Bodyguard, yeah.
And you said indoor gun shooting?
Yeah, it was just the first thing that popped into my head about a dangerous job, man. Listen, like I'm a little bit scared, man, but I feel like we can do this.
Yeah, yeah. And I like that, even though the movie was going solo, I'm glad that we partnered up because it's nice to have, mm-hmm. you know, we're new to this.
Yeah, and we're solo separate. If you fall, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
If you fall,
there's nothing you can do.
I cannot and will not do anything.
Yeah.
Because I put myself in danger. Yeah. And both our goals is to get home to our loving families after this.
Yes, 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 yes.
So we can't
and brag. Look,
yeah, yeah, exactly. My stupid brother can't do shit, okay? He hasn't done anything with his life, and up until this point I have not either.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But after today, mm-hmm. I will be one of two people
Hell yeah.
who have climbed what most people have called this unclimbable mountain. Oh my god.
That guy driving by screamed at us. Asshole.
Dude.
He screamed no words. He just screamed. Ah!
And then at the end went.
I want to follow that guy for just a day. It's just he's like a. It's like a one of those body switch movies where a dog got switched in a man's body, just driving down the street and screaming.
Why?
Ah! I'm in a car. Ah!
That absolutely would be how it happened, right? If a dog switched with a human body and all of a sudden had consciousness,
have they done that? They've done that movie before, right? It's kind of a funny
oh,
idea.
Oh, yeah.
Kirk
the Shaggy
Cameron?
Dog or something?
The Shaggy
Tim
Dog?
Allen? The Shaggy Dog. Tim the Shaggy Allen. Dog. Tim Allen was in it.
Well, didn't Tim Allen switch into a dog's body? And did the dog have
yes.
the human body?
I don't.
I never saw
that. I do not.
Maybe the human body just went dormant for a while.
Are we Mandela affecting this Tim Allen movie as well?
I think we are.
There was a movie called The Santa Paws where Tim Allen turns into a dog and then that dog gets big and turns into Santa.
Hang on. That's a joke. You're kidding. You're joking.
He's joking.
You're
are
kidding.
You? Are you kidding?
You're joking.
Because I do want to hear the inner monologue of the dog when he comes into the person's body. You know, when he freaky Friday. Like, what is the dog thinking? Like,
I think
he
just moan
legs.
And scream and like.
Well, yeah, because dogs don't have language.
I think we got to see that scene.
Do we know that?
So
although my dog responds to us saying it's Flavor Town. Want to go to Flavor Town when it's time to eat? So I've accomplished something during quarantine.
We're going to see a scene. JPC, you are holding auditions for a local community play. Okay. Ryan, you are auditioning for that play, and in lieu of preparing a monologue that you've memorized, you've just decided to act as if what it might be like if a dog were to zap into a human, or I'm sorry, a person zaps into a dog's body.
Great.
Mm.
Hey, it's Ryan, correct?
Yes, it is. Hello.
Okay, perfect. And what do you have to show us today?
Well, it's a bit of a performative piece. It's just called A Dog's Life.
Okay, is it an author or by someone?
Well, it's a self-written piece, but the story idea is that I would be a human who did a body swap with a German Shepherd, and I will be playing not the human, but the dog.
Okay, and that's fine, and other people have been doing their own work as well. We did ask for this to be a dramatic
Oh, piece. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. And I guess whenever you're ready.
Okay. Oh, man. I think I have fleas. I think I have fleas. Oh, God. I'm itching like crazy. Oh, who's that hot babe? Ooh, another hot babe dog. Ooh. A hot babe dog. Oh my God, another hot babe dog. These fleas are driving me crazy.
Hey, I'm so sorry to interrupt. I'm supposed to go next, but I have the same monologue as him, and I'm feeling a little embarrassed. Can I just have a little bit more time to prepare?
No, you know what? I actually love that instinct. Why don't you pop up there with Ryan, and we'll do it as more of a dialogue. We'll do it as more of a dialogue
working.
Piece.
This is working.
Okay,
and by the way, we do have to. I did ask for everyone to prepare a dramatic and a comedic. I don't even think I'm going to need the comedic. The dramatic is working for me that well. So please play up that drama whenever you're ready.
And you want me to also be the dog or be a different person in the scene that he's talking to?
Hey, I'm not the director until we cast the play.
Let's just use each other. You know what I mean? Okay, Let's just use each other.
Okay. Oh, I have a good idea. I have a good idea.
Okay.
Wait, I'm a
human in a dog body.
Wait,
oh,
me
no.
too.
Oh, shit, you're supposed to be... Well, you'd be the dog in the human body.
This okay, is good. This okay. is great. Figure it out.
These fleas are driving you crazy.
Aw, oh, I keep seeing hot human babes, but they won't date me because I'm a dog now.
Honest to God, I think I might try to have sex with my first human.
Honest to God, I might try to have sex with my second dog.
And I'm Wait so a sorry. Second. I'm just walking by. I'm so sorry. I'm not here for the audition. I saw the sign outside the door. I'm just walking by. Okay. Could we have the dog turn into Santa Claus?
Oh, yeah, I love that direction. And okay. Absolutely. Let's have
so you'll just take direction from anybody?
Well, I no, not when the play is cast, but I'm not the director until the play is cast.
Okay, that sounds really pretentious.
Thank you.
You ready? I can mm-hmm. do this again. Let's go. Okay.
Okay.
Wow, I'll tell you what, I'm a lot taller now.
I'll tell you what. I love getting to sleep all day and pee outside.
Hey, that's got to be nice. I really feel like I can empathize with you.
Wait a minute. What's this long beard I'm growing? And all of a sudden, I want to eat cookies. I'm sorry. I just feels like the more I'm doing this, I feel like it's not a great audition for Lee
Miz. No. You both did an amazing job.
I dreamed a dream. I don't know the rest.
I don't even need to hear the song. I want you both in Les Mis. I want you both.
Hi, excuse me. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
He's going to take
this. I just noticed, actually, on the little plaque outside the wall that you have this room until 3:30, and I noticed that it just turned 3:30. I actually have it from 3:30 to 4:30. I'm a scientist, and I'm turning this into a laboratory where I'm going to try to swap my essence with my dog here.
Are you serious?
I was wondering.
Are you serious?
Can we watch?
Could you play Javert? You have the bone structure of a Javert. Could you play Javert? I didn't hear any of the rest of the things you said.
I mean, I have to say, I love Les Mis, and I feel like I could play any part in the film. Are you doing film?
We're doing the film.
And can I ask, are you taking commissions for science work? Because if you can do all this in just an hour in a theater, I am so interested in your work.
Commissions for science work, so like I'm an artist doing science?
I don't know.
I mean, if you wanted to give me some money to watch
me. Do you have an Etsy shop for your science?
I actually have an OnlyFans. You can subscribe, and I do live streams of my experiments, and sometimes they get a little bit racy.
Ooh.
So it's pretty cool
stuff. I'm open.
Okay, yeah. I feel like I love this energy. I love the scientist. I love the dog switching. But this is, at the end of the day...
The scientist is here to kick us out of the room, by the way.
I'm so sorry. I'm Chris Martin, and I'm walking by. I was climbing up to the roof.
What could this be?
Oh, I was climbing up to the rooftop because I was so sad, but I heard someone say they liked The Scientist. That's the hit song off my album, A Rush of Blood to the Head.
Chris, you could have walked right by.
Scene. You know, simple scene work.
Love that shit, man. Love that shit.
Yeah, I love the idea of commissioning a theorem.
Speaking of commissioning a theorem, we have to go commission some theorems from some of our advertisers. So we will be right back after this commercial break.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
A dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have... pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people can actually see that. sometimes I like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's our razor blades.
Huh, dang, okay, yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem, and we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis, just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to be. She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code Riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code Riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades!
So is it like Blade Siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works. This show is brought to you by Helix Sleep. You know what? All of this... trying to get Aaron out of this ancient evil book that she's been sucked into has really drained me, Adel, and I think it's time for us to just take a little nap, and what better way to do it than on our Helix Sleep mattresses.
Oh, Helix Sleep is the saving grace in my life right now. I'm so stressed, I didn't think I'd be able to sleep, but because of my Helix Sleep mattress, I sleep like a baby, even though Aaron's, you know, somewhere in the dark abyss of the book.
And we don't know... We don't know what's in the book. We just know that it's a book. We don't know that she doesn't have a Helix Sleep mattress in there. We don't know that inside of the book you can't take the Helix Sleep quiz, which I did, right. And I got matched with a Midnight Lux mattress, which is one of the best night's sleep I've ever had on this mattress. It's such a relaxing sleep. And we don't know that that's not what Erin's experiencing in the book that she got sucked into.
Yes, and we realize everybody's unique, mm-hmm. and everyone sleeps differently. You know, Erin sleeps inside of a book. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I know me, Gemma, our cats, mm-hmm. we all lay on this bed and we all just zonk. We're all just so comfortable.
Yeah. Plus, it's shipped straight to your door, free of charge, and you get a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Plus, models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And if there were to be a mattress that helps you sleep in the abyss of the book that you're trapped into, I think Helix would be a strong contender for making that mattress, which they don't currently, I do have to say.
Yeah, and we should say their sort of booklet that comes with the mattress, if you open that, you're totally fine. You're not going to, it's not going to put you in a new sort of...
The book that Erin got sucked into was over 100 years old. So yes, Helix hasn't been around as a company for that long. Not to knock them, but I mean, like a lot of companies haven't been around for over 100 years.
They're going to be. And that's
because they certainly will.
That's because they're doing such things as offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And don't touch 100-year-old books.
What's up, germs and idiots? It's me, Jack Mackey, here with the losers. Aww. That's right. These two pieces of shit are still here no matter how hard I ride them.
You were the best man at my wedding. I just don't understand why you treat me like this.
Oh, because you love it. Doesn't matter what you say. Doesn't matter what anybody says. They could say they hate it, but they love it. The numbers don't lie, loser. That's right. We're going to go into the next segment that we always do on the show, and that is where I just look at you and say what I don't like.
Oh, God.
So we're going to start with you.
Please don't say my nose again.
Oh, but it's so there. You know what I mean?
Please don't say my everything again.
Oh, but I can't narrow it down. It's too hard. You two suck.
Do y'all remember that show? It wasn't even a game show. There was a show where judges would hold laser pointers and shine a laser light on someone's body. Like, people would stand in bikinis and stuff.
Was it The Swan? Was it that?
No. That was plastic surgery, which was fucking bonkers. Thank you for reminding me of that. This was maybe like Hot or Not or something. So like someone would stand on a stage, and I feel like it was like Lorenzo Lamas or someone, if that's a human, and they would like shine a laser pointer and be like, chest great, stomach needs tightening, your face is asymmetrical, and it was just like they would verbally tear someone apart, someone's physicality.
I do
apart.
Remember this now.
Sounds like my cup of tea. That sounds amazing.
And it was like I believe a hit show, and it just feels wild. I mean, like living in 2020, it seems wild that ever existed.
Have you guys seen the British show Naked Attraction?
Oh, I just was about to mention that. Is that when you see little bits of their body at a time?
It's basically, six naked people in boxes, and a little shade raises up a little bit each round to show their feet, and then their genitalia?
What?
Genitals?
What is happening?
Genitagliatelli. It's pasta.
They're genitagliatelli.
Tiny genitaglia. Yeah.
He was in the Matrix.
Three little mortadella,
right?
Little genitaglias.
But then a person basically picks a person to go on a date with based on their naked body. Mm-hmm. And it ends, which is almost the most demoralizing moment of an episode, is the last one where they hear their voice for the first time. So it's like somebody could see my beautiful, well, not my beautiful naked body, but be attracted enough to my naked body to want to go on a date with me. And then I say hello and they say, actually, no. That almost feels worse than
brutal.
Someone being like, I don't like his penis.
The whole time I was watching that, I just kept thinking about how hard it would be to stand still. if you're one of the naked people. Like, it's on the crotch part, and you just have to be like, ugh.
And apparently it's like an eight-hour day. I've heard on that show it's like 8 hours of them standing naked in a box.
I would love to be on that show, not as one of the naked people, but one of the people picking a naked person, as a person with a foot fetish, to just be like, they just pull it up a little, and be like, I'm all good.
I'm done.
I like them all. Let's just chill here. Don't raise it anymore. It ruins it for me. Yeah.
Are they wearing
all the rounds just feet?
Are they wearing underwear?
Can they make mashed potatoes with their feet? Would that be possible?
Completely naked. There's no underwear, no bra, nothing.
No,
except for the host and the contestant, right? And at the end, the contestant has to be naked as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they showed them their naked body.
I would 100%
the person who they pick decides.
I would 100% write grower on my tummy or something, just to cover my bases.
I can't think. Which round would I be most offended to get out on?
Oof.
There's no winning there. It would hurt my feelings. Every single one would hurt my feelings.
I think it's got to be voice, because if it's me and it's my body and it gets all the way up, I'm like, somehow I made it. Like, this is fucking great.
I
and then
can't
I talk
believe
and I'm like,
I won.
Well, because it's a thing that everybody always says, like being like hot people, I need to be attractive people, you know? But then if the thing that
That's
gets
good,
you
yeah.
cut is like your voice or your personality, it's almost worse to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, you can handle me being what I am physically.
Mm-hmm. I think it's really funny that there's no real mystery of the show. It just like gets to the last person and they always pick the hottest person. like it's just like, oh, what a surprise. They always pick the guy with the biggest dick and the girl with the nicest breasts.
I don't know why. Yeah. I just felt connected to him.
It's a really fascinating show because we see what happens when people are purely based on looks.
Yeah.
It's very wild.
So stupid.
Yeah.
All right, back to riddles. Oh, go ahead, Adam.
I want to see a scene. So Aaron, you're going to be part of a new dating show. JPC, John, and Ryan are the contestants, and this is where they stand behind a screen. It's all blurred. You can't make out any single shape, but each contestant will physically describe a part of their body that you request. All right, welcome back to the show. Lauren, whenever you're ready, go ahead and give a number of a contestant and then which part you'd like to hear about.
Hi, I'd like to hear from contestant number one. Contestant number one, what do your teeth look like? But not the front ones, but like the inner, like the wisdom teeth. Like, what do they look like?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, my wisdom teeth, I'll tell you this, out of the gate, I've only got three of them. One of them never came in. My dentist said there was room back there if they did come in, but it never did come in. The other three, however, they came in. And one of them actually cracked one of my molars.
Hot.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and this was about 10 years ago, and I still haven't gotten it fixed by a dentist.
That's right, Lauren. We're in the tickle round where we have an associate producer tickle the contestants while they talk about their body.
Please stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Please stop it. Stop it.
Hey, but
okay, well, my top right back molar was cracked by incoming wisdom tooth, and I have yet to fix it. So my back teeth are pretty bad. The front, I often get compliments about how straight my teeth are from dentists and, you know, regular people.
I only like the back teeth, and yours sound sexy, sexy hot.
Okay, Lauren.
What?
Another contestant?
Contestant number two. What does your butt look like?
My butt? I guess I gotta say my butt looks like 2 pounds of pudding in 2 plastic bags.
Exactly, my type. Awesome.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. And sorry, contestant number two, we our associate producer is coming around to tickle you now.
The bags
and a hot laugh to boot. Wow.
And you have one more round.
Contestant number three. What does the inside of your head look like?
That's a very interesting question. Real quick, I have not been able to get this off of my mind since you started talking. Melissa?
I don't know. I think Adel said something.
Is your name Melissa?
Oh, the card says Lorne, but of course, all of our contestants have fake names to protect their identities.
Yeah, Melissa, what's up?
This is your cousin Dave. We have different last names, so I don't know how this may be passed the check.
Answer the question, buddy. What's the inside of your head look like?
Well, right now I'm thinking about what our kids would look like if I went through with
Dave. I'm so happy you're here, and I can see you're being tickled and not being affected by it.
Not being affected by the tickle because I'm so stressed out about the fact that you're my cousin.
Don't worry, Dave. You're still in the running.
Excuse me, associate producer. I would like to get off the show.
It's me, your cousin. You know that cousin you were looking to fuck? Well, listen to this.
JBC is going to pick you, so if you had just kept the scene going.
Dude, you missed out.
That's my shot.
The girl who's really into wisdom teeth.
Your cousin that got away.
All right. I am tangled and incorrect.
Tangled and incorrect. Tangled, of course, another Disney movie.
Rapunzel.
Wrong.
Knot.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Gosh, John.
Damn.
John, I don't know what's happening.
You are getting so close to that potato pizza.
I'm not good at this stuff. I don't understand why I'm happening.
Yes, you are. It's clear that you are underestimating yourself. Wow. You are good at this stuff.
If you were an NBA Jam, you'd have like flames on the net.
Yeah. I'm on fire.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Also,
I'm heating up.
John, if you win, I will pay for you to fix that molar.
Everybody could tell that was true.
100%.
The call to the dentist for you.
You started crying during the scene.
Yeah, no, it's I truly have. I haven't had dental insurance until very recently, so I now can get it fixed.
Good.
Don't worry, everybody out there. But if you'd like to send me some money, I mean, absolutely.
We're doing a GoFundMe for John's teeth.
Yeah, go. Please set up a GoFundMe for my teeth.
John, do you often get compliments about the front of your teeth?
Every dentist I've ever gone to has said, "Did you have braces as a kid?" And I'm like, "No." But then I'm like, "Shut the fuck up," because my two middle bottom teeth overlap completely. it's absolute bullshit. They're just buttering me up to try to like.
The front is really nice. The front. Let me talk about the front for a second. The front is really nice. The back. I want to barf.
I want to barf. All right. I am improv and visible.
Ugly.
scene.
Scene. You got it.
Oh, there we go.
I'm on the board. It's an all John sweep.
I am foot and religious.
Fetish? No. I am foot and religion.
Fetish.
Foot and religion.
Religious is not maybe the best hint for this. Foot definitely helps. I would say like spirituality.
Oh, like corn, but the K, the R is backwards.
100%. I would also say maybe like.
Yes.
Foot.
Something that you would sell to a bad guy.
Sell to a bad guy.
Maybe the or like the worst. I'm making this harder. Oh wait, there's a hint.
Okay.
I am a part of the foot and the self.
Soul.
You got it. Soul.
Yes. Nice.
There we go.
Thank you, guys.
I would like to see a scene. Adel and Ryan. Adel, you are the devil, and you're asking to buy Ryan's soul.
What? Don't be alarmed. my name is Mephistopheles, Old Scratch, Johnny B. Bad. You may have heard me by many names, but Scratch. I'm here to offer you a deal.
What is it? I'm not going to sell you my soul if that's what it is.
Fuck. Why does... did someone tell you?
Yeah, that's your famous thing.
Fuck.
This is my spirit, okay? And I'm not going to part with it. Not today, Satan.
I want to say ever since, I don't know, 1987... when I was in Georgia, ever since an incident there, everyone seems to know what I'm up to. Did something happen in 87?
You went down to Georgia, didn't you?
Yeah, that's what I just said. Why'd you phrase it like that?
Yeah. Well, the devil went down to Georgia and he was looking for a soul to steal. It's a pretty famous song upstairs.
Oh. Wait, I went down to Georgia? Shouldn't it be I went up to Georgia because I'm coming from beneath the earth?
Hey, you tell us, man. I don't know. But you're not getting my soul.
Ah, come on. Come on. What do you...
Okay, what about this?
Yeah.
You can tell everyone you took my soul.
Yes.
But I'll just give you the soul of my shoe.
I don't... Why does everyone offer me that? I want to say ever since... I want to say 91, everyone's offering me either diamonds or the soles of their shoes. Did something happen in 91?
I don't remember.
then I guess not. Okay, here's what I want. What is your... Let's not even talk about...
Thanks for taking no for an answer, by the way. I really
appreciate it. Oh, of course. I'm respectful. I'm the devil. I'm not disrespectful. Let's work something out. So this is negotiations, right?
Okay.
You say, I say $1 million. You say $100 million. We meet in the middle. What is your biggest... What do you want? You want to be famous?
Can
you
I be honest?
You want a good dick? Yeah.
No. It's hot down here, okay? And as you can tell, I came down in a wool sweater and big pants.
Yeah.
I would just love to be in shorts and a tank, if I'm honest.
Okay, so you want to be in shorts and a tank versus... Yeah. What if we did we're still negotiating. What if I gave you a sweater and tight pants instead of big pants?
For what?
Okay.
That's not what I want.
I don't want to fight, okay? We're just negotiating. What if I gave you a sweater?
And again, I appreciate you for being so open.
Of course.
Not a sweater, what I was expecting.
A sweater and capris.
Okay, now we're talking. Loose pants that don't go all the way to the bottom. Right. Change that sweater to a tank top and then you're in.
I can't
do it. You can have the sole of my shoe.
What if it was a sweater vest? Sweater vest and capris?
Okay, what's the material?
Wool.
Give me 50-50 polyester and we're good.
Okay. All right. And how about a fiddle made out of anything you want?
Hey, man, nobody wants your fiddle.
Come on.
Nobody wants your fiddle.
There's nothing wrong with it. Here, I'll play it. Ding, 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 ding. See?
That's not a fiddle sound. There's something definitely wrong with it.
No. Here, look at it. I'll hold
you
it back here.
You pluck
I'll
a fiddle. You string a fiddle.
Here, look. I'll show you all three sides. There's one side, and there's the front. And that's
Let me
all
tell you
sides.
This. Can I tell you something, Devil?
Yeah,
I got to
be
honest with you.
Okay.
You don't have a fiddle. You have a ukulele.
Come on.
What do you mean, come on? You have a ukulele. There's no come on.
Why you gotta say it? Are you gonna write a song about it?
Well,
you gonna write a song about me having a ukulele?
I am famed songwriter Bob Dylan.
All right, Bob. You've got the studio for another 20 minutes. You said there was one more track that you wanted
to play? Yeah. I wanted to do one sort of not in the voice. You know what I mean?
Oh, please. Yeah. Famously, people don't love your voice, so...
I know.
You just go crazy, please. Yeah.
What kind of beat you want back here, Bob?
Oh, something funky, Dirty South, for sure.
Bob Dylan wants something funky?
Hey, I'm doing this one not in the voice, man.
All right, here we go.
The devil took me down to his land. He had a ukulele in his hand. He said he'd give me some short pants. I said capris. He said no chance. Just kidding. He gave me short pants. Now the devil has my shoes. The devil has my shoes. The devil has my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes, but
right,
you
Bob,
gotta get them from the devil.
We love it. Keep it going. Aaron, this is Aaron Carter. Aaron Carter's going to come in here as well. This is a collab track. And again, this is for charity.
Okay, of course.
Aaron, whenever you're ready.
I didn't bring a flyer. Well, somebody did. A girl walked in. The one I'm crushing, and a kid spilled juice on my mom's new cushion. I turn around, another one broke a lamp. I hope that wasn't expensive. He got that from France, but now
Aaron,
I won't
Aaron,
sweat
Aaron,
it.
Aaron, Aaron, yeah. Aaron, we're going to need a brand new song.
Oh, shit.
This sounds
No. That's the only one.
I would pay...
I don't want to make another song.
I don't want to be hyperbolic. I would pay $35 to hear Bob Dylan cover I Beat Jack.
These out-of-work musicians should do. They should just cover stuff weird and sell it on their own website for a high dollar amount.
Yes. 100%.
You get $1,000 to pay you, 1,000 people to get pay you $30. You're good for a while, Bob.
It's no less weird than the world's most famous Jewish musician putting out a Christmas album. No less weird.
Yeah, it's true.
Thank you so much for loose pants that don't go all the way to the bottom. Definitely my favorite description of capris I've ever heard.
Absolutely.
Want to do a couple more of these?
Please.
Sure.
Yes, please.
Let's do it.
Okay. I am Justice and Charging.
Justice in charging. Law. Law. Justice in charging.
Justice is blind. Justice is money.
Oh, so charging like a bull, and there's a character named Bull in Night Court. Is that what they're going for?
Yeah, Adel.
It's Bull.
You got it.
It's Bull and Bull, Adel.
Justice?
No. The hint is I am also a type of boat without the final letter.
A type of boat without the... So
that might not be helpful. John just saw a ghost.
I'm trying to think of all the types of boats I know.
So same without... Let's list all the boats without the final letter. So there's all a right. Kaya.
Tri-ri.
Kana. A yah.
A boa.
This is a new low for Aaron O'Reilly.
A catamaran.
Like maybe if you're going to Martha's Vineyard with your family for the summer, you would take...
Yeah.
No, that's fancy. You're poor. You're going to Martha's Vineyard.
Okay.
You're going to an island and you're poor and it's a boat.
Fairy.
Yeah.
Ooh,
fair.
Nice one.
Fair. I am Candy and Apartment.
Candy and Apartment.
Candy Apartment. I live there.
Jawbreaker, Bank Baker, Brick,
Studio. Rent.
Job,
Candy and Apartment.
Jawbreaker, Bank Breaker, Adolf. Excellent.
I have to talk through it.
Apartment and Candy?
I am Candy and Apartment.
Is this a specific...
Apartment is like...
Is this a specific brand of candy?
No.
Or like a... Okay.
Flat.
Oh, it's a sweet sweet.
Yeah, it's a sweet sweet. Flat.
Good.
Sweet
good.
Sweet.
It's a flat.
I wasn't even close on that one. I'm tanking now, guys.
Wasn't even close to having an answer.
Like you don't even want the pizza.
Shit, am I
going to
get
more?
Another one of these pizzas?
John guessed nothing, which was not the answer. Not even close to the answer. Weird.
I am strong and clammy.
Aaron, stop describing yourself and do more riddles.
I'm sorry. I have such clammy hands. That's true. Strong. My hands, anytime someone's about to touch my hand, or I think they're about to, my hands get so sweaty.
Yeah.
But otherwise, they're very soft. But no one will
clammy,
know.
I am clammy. Hear me. I am strong and clammy.
Mm-hmm.
Mollusk.
Strong.
My hands just got so sweaty just talking about it. The human body is amazing.
So clammy is like wet
buff,
or damp
buff.
Or
cold. Damp.
Strong and clammy.
Moist.
I'm clammy, but not sweaty or cold.
Clammy, but not sweaty, not cold.
Mm-hmm.
Is this like clammy as in like a clam? Yeah, like chowder.
Yeah, it's chowder. What are they called? They're animals that are sort of fish and they're in shells.
Shrimp.
Mollusks?
Shrimp shells.
Yeah, there's like a certain, like the phylum of it.
Seahorse.
I forget what it is.
Crustacean.
Yeah,
ooh,
but it's
nice.
Like a specific kind. Maybe you have it with some, like a wine sauce.
Shrimp.
Crab.
Lobster.
Langoustine?
Crab.
Scampi?
Muscle.
Scampi?
Yeah.
Muscle. Of course.
So clammy was in the sense of like, I see.
Clam and muscle.
Yeah, like
I thought
an actual
it was close
clam.
To
clam. I
almost
see.
A clam.
A little misleading.
Clam-ish.
I want to see a scene. JPC, you are welcoming your first ever guest. You are a strongman, like a former bodybuilder who has opened up a gym/seafood restaurant called Muscle Muscles. And you've gone a while without anybody coming through that door, and you finally have your first guest. And let's have John be that first guest.
Oh, hello. Welcome.
Oh, hey, man. What's going on? This
table for one?
You got a bench or can I just do bench and then you
yeah.
do you do bench side service or
we can do bench
deal?
Yeah leg day or arm day
well I want to do bench so I think it's chest day really chest and arms
I'll have to talk to the chef we only prepared for leg and we can do chest.
Yeah, I mean that'd be great. I mean, I could do leg day.
No, bench.
Crushed my legs yesterday, dude. Is all I'm saying. So, I don't know if I could do another one, but I'd love just I'd love bench side.
I'm so sorry to hear about your legs.
No, I like they're well,
Thank you. Yeah, they're in bad shape.
They look awful. If I may ask, were you free solo climbing?
I did do legs only free solo yesterday, and yes. It's hard work. I got up about only like 35 feet, but a fall from 35 feet is still a pretty intense
That
fall.
Will crush your legs, yes.
Yeah, and so I'm working with, compressed joints and a ripped ACL.
Would you like me to carry you to the bench?
No, I can use the crutches. I'm getting pretty good on them.
Okay.
So, yeah. I'm going to head to the bench, and then I guess out of the gate, I'll definitely get a water and an Arnold Palmer.
Two drinks?
Yeah, I got to hydrate because I'm worried about,
did you bring an empty cup?
I got my shaker bottle here. I guess you could just use this.
Yes, we wash it out. Palmer. We'll wash it out.
Yeah, and could you use a tablespoon of this whey protein as well? Throw that in the Arnold Palmer.
Whey.
And then do you guys do like free breadsticks or anything like that? Or like a salad or something like that?
None of the food at the restaurant is free. You could pay for the meal.
Okay. So it's not included in my membership that I already paid $200.
Oh, my God. You are a member.
Yeah, man.
I did it online.
I did it online.
Okay, I'll look you up. Last name?
Marvin.
Okay, that seems... It seems like you had to take a little while to come up with that.
I don't ever sign up for stuff online with my real name because I don't want people being able to track me. So all right,
Marvin. Okay, we don't have Marvin. You may have used your real name. How long ago was this?
Shit. No, I didn't use my real name. I used another fake one. Okay, so it's either Marvin or it's awesome! Exclamation point.
Okay.
22.
A-W-E-S-O-M! Exclamation point 22.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Is it possible you spelled awesome wrong?
You know what? I might have left out the E.
Okay, A W.
The first E.
Oh, so you got the last one? There we go. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Without the first E! Exclamation point 22.
Hi, table for one, please.
Oh, the table for one. You are eating at the restaurant as well. Are you a member?
No. I just walked by and it looked really strange in here. I thought I might pop in.
Would you like to share a bench with this awesome man right here?
happened to his legs?
it's a sad story.
That is not a polite question either to ask. No,
sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry, I was just walking by. I'm Chris Martin. Did I hear someone say the word yellow?
You have been banned from this restaurant for life, Chris Martin.
Oh,
you are a filthy man.
I'm pretty sure nobody did say yellow.
Oh man, how does someone free solo climb with just their legs?
you gotta lean up.
Yeah, it's like legs and back. Yeah,
all like, balance.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I just didn't understand the physics.
Last name Marvin.
Well, thank you so much, Jack F, for those. There's way more, so I'll come back to them later. Thank you, Jack.
Jack Mackey.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you so much to John and Ryan for doing the podcast, for coming back on. I have to say, and this is no shade to your previous guesting spot, I have to say you guys were, I'd say, 100% more correct in answering riddles this time around.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For me, for sure.
Mm-hmm. John was really good.
I have no idea how this happened. I was coming on expecting to really lag behind, but I feel like these types of homonym is a cheat code for me or something.
Well, John, I would like to throw this out. Before we started recording, you were having some internet issues and you were getting very angry, furious even. Do you think that maybe you have some sort of Hulk strength but for riddles where your fury propels you to do better at riddles?
Yeah, like I get smarter the more angry. So it's kind of opposite.
Reversal.
I turn more into Bruce Banner the angrier I get.
Don't make me calm. You wouldn't like me when I'm calm.
We love you when you're calm.
I am tallying these scores. Ryan, you've won, so I'm going to send you a pizza covered in John's teeth.
No.
Just as a compromise.
Oh, great. Great. Great.
There's no way
I
would.
I need to supply them or what happens?
No, yeah. I sent a guy. I said the guy. He'll be there soon.
Oh, there's a guy outside.
But John, cool. You have to supply some plugs. Is there anything you want to plug?
I will say we did have Drew and Dan on very recently for an episode, and they didn't have anything to plug. So if you have something, we really regret having them on because they didn't plug anything. It was a big misunderstanding, but we would love to have you guys plug something.
Oh, we'd love to plug something.
Plug it up, John.
Yeah, if you're listening to this, then I believe currently you can go to www.biggrandewebsite.com.
Great.
Where you can purchase two new podcasts from us, a longer form sort of hour-long podcast that's a sort of Teacher's Lounge-esque type thing, and then another podcast that is sort of little micro doses of Big Grande improv. So yeah, you can go to the website and you can get both of those right now started. They're going to be coming out over the course of the next few weeks, but you can get them right now.
And now that we have this new website, there's going to be all kinds of fun stuff on there.
Yeah, we're hoping that biggrandewebsite.com is sort of a hub, you could say, for Big Grande content, whether it be video, podcast, merchandise,
animation,
all those kind of things, animations, you know,
nudes.
Stuff. It's
you heard it here first, folks. Nudes on the website,
but just slowly from your feet up, and then you
revealing slowly from the feet up. Right. But yeah, so go to www.biggrandewebsite.com right now and buy the two. Can we say the names of the shows, Ryan? Is that a thing? Or
sure, why not? Yeah, one of the shows is going to be called Last Resort, and the other one is called Exit 42.
Yeah, Last Resort is about four guys who run a resort hotel restaurant.
And they're not very good at it.
They're not very good at it. And then Exit 42 is a series of scenes that all take place at businesses and locations at the same exit on the highway. So you can get both of those right now. It's cool to say that out loud.
I will say that the four guys of Big Grande so graciously gave us a promo code so that we could listen to all of those episodes, and they are fantastic. And this is not something that I'm springing on my guests right now. This is something that really did happen, and if you DM me about it, I will swear that it happened.
It's been a lot of fun making them. Yeah, we're excited for everyone to hear them, and excited to have a new place to put stuff.
Yeah,
that's phenomenal. Can't wait for that. And listeners, I can't imagine people have not heard us talk about Teacher's Lounge. But if you haven't listened to Teacher's Lounge, in my opinion, the most underrated comedic podcast of all time. So please listen to that. And also check out Man Now Dog Pod if you have not listened to that, which is Ryan and Dan.
I guess I could also plug. I do a podcast on Twitch, a live podcast every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Called How You Been with Brett DeMott.
Right over the shoulder.
Yeah, there's a sign hanging behind it.
Yeah, I host it directly from where I'm sitting right now, and it's basically what the fuck with Mark Maron if Mark Maron was a nobody from Pennsylvania and he could get his friends to be his guests. Ryan was the first guest on the show. You can go and see.
Gotta check out the first episode. I think they've all gotten worse since then. What do you think?
I'd say quality wise, definitely. Viewership wise, definitely. you know, I'm cruising to zero concurrent viewership.
No. We're kidding, of course. John is building an empire over there. He's a hilarious host with hilarious guests. You've seen all his guests; they're all great.
That's very kind.
Fantastic. Thank you both so much for coming on.
Thanks for having us, you guys. What a joy.
Truly such a blast. Really. You guys are such wonderful people, and it's so nice to see your faces again.
Well, I say this in all sincerity.
It's an honor.
I say this with all sincerity, and I would say it to your faces. You guys are the tallest people I've ever met.
Good. That's so sweet of you.
That's so nice.
That's so sweet. You know, I'm going to send you a pizza, and it's going to be fucking weird.
Yeah. Also, Tarver is only like 5'10".
Yeah, that's true.
He's normal tall.
But when we met you guys in person, it really was just like...
Yeah.
I was even wearing
a basketball jersey, I think.
it was like a Pistons jersey.
Mass-wise,
mass and sort of group height-wise, we are probably the tallest group of four men who do things together all the time.
And comedy-wise, four absolute giants of the genre.
Ooh. You guys are sweet.
You're tall and humor. Sweet.
I hadn't Googled you guys when I had been listening to Teacher's Lounge for a few months the first time I met you, and I was shocked. I was like, oh my God, they're all tall. They didn't
These
all
guys sound
have
like
to be tall.
Angry, tiny guys.
Yeah. I was honestly shocked that Dan was not like just the 64-year-old guy in your improv group. I was
too,
very shocked.
Every day I am.
I think it was a bad move not getting a 65-year-old, honestly.
And I was just pissed someone was stealing my voice.
Oh, no.
Who is that? Is that Howard Levis? I can't
exactly,
tell who
exactly.
you're pretending to be.
Oh, my God. Howard is here.
JPC, anything to plug?
No. Oh, and I mentioned it on the show yesterday, but our editor and fantastic human being, Casey Tony's computer died, and he had to buy a new one with money that he didn't exactly have, so... Casey is a full-time freelance editor, and his computer is basically his everything. So, if you like the stuff that Casey makes and you have the means to help him out, we are linking a GoFundMe in the show description for a new computer for Casey. Casey is a beautiful man, one of the kindest human beings on the planet, and it would be awesome if you could throw him a couple bucks. Again, that link is in the show description.
Aaron, anything to plug?
Nope.
Yeah, me neither. That works out.
Oh, Addle, anything to plug?
There's one specific beautiful celestial star, a planet even, that I would like to plug. Aaron, fill in this gap. The most beautiful planet in the world is blank.
Jupiter. Goodbye, most beautiful planet in the world.
Bye forever.
By Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emery Perrin did the music.
Hey, Pines and Cones. If you liked that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We return to the classic game of small, medium, or large. You can get that plus our entire back catalog by joining the Clue Crew for $5 or the Review Crew for $8 at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.